Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We have got a big show on Daily Pop. You guys, we got to get started in this because Jamie Lynn Spears finally breaks her silence on Britney, and Britney has some thoughts. Then a major Bachelor spoiler. Who's telling Clayton to F off? And could a Sex and the City Emily in Paris crossover actually happen? Why Samantha Jones may have a new job? Justin and Morgan are still out. So I am back with super producer Mama Scott Young.
Thank you.
And dating coach and author Monique Kelly. So good to see you, ladies. Everybody's so bright and wonderful this morning.
I love this. Yes.
I felt like I needed to be loud. It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Please be loud. Wake us up. All right, you guys. We have got to start with Jamie Lynn Spears because she is speaking out about her relationship with Britney. So a lot of people are talking about this today. So Britney has put her family on blast on social media. But Jamie Lynn says she has nothing but love for her sister. So she tells ABC's Good Morning America that she felt like Britney was a second mom growing up, but did notice a change in her behaviors as the years went by.
Words that you've used in the book to describe her behavior over your lifetime was erratic, paranoid, spiraling. How do you see your sister's state of mind currently?
I can't really speak to anyone else's state of mind. I don't think that's fair. But I'm allowed to say how I felt in those because that matters. It matters that I was in pain.
What happened to that love? What has caused this rift between you?
That love is still there, 100%. I love my sister. I've only ever loved and supported her and done what's right by her. And she knows that. So I don't know why we're in this position right now.
Okay, there's so much lots
pain
to unpack here.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Britney and Jamie Lynn can repair their relationship?
I feel yes, right? Family is family. They were always so close growing up. I think one of the last times I was on, we talked about how, you know, they were controlled by family members and other outside parties. And I think that had a lot to do with the rift between them. So I think now that Britney's in a different place, they should be able to fix this because you could hear the pain in her voice.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of layers to unpack. What are your thoughts, Moni?
I think, you know, it's a hard position to be in, but it's so important. I always talk about this, boundaries. Setting boundaries, having that conversation directly with each other once you're ready.
Yes.
And making sure you have parameters in place, making sure if we have this conversation, we might need an outside person there to kind of mediate and healing that way. But I also think boundaries are so important because just because someone is your blood doesn't always mean that they want what's best for you or they have your best interest at heart.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I think, listen, there's a lot of things happening. She had a conservatorship for over a decade.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, it's very difficult. And I know a lot of people are judging their relationship. People act very strange when money is involved.
Absolutely.
When someone like Britney Spears, if you have somebody like that in your family, I feel like everybody changes their behavior because everybody wants a piece of not only the stardom, but also the money.
Yeah, Jamie Lynn was so young. She had all of these people in her ear telling her what was best for her career. I'm sure that had an impact as well. But I love the way she answered the question about Britney's state of mind, right? You could tell that was kind of a little bit of bait. She could would have fallen for that, but she was very respectful.
Yeah, listen, she's received a lot of criticism. Britney fans do not love her sister right now. And the truth is, we have no idea what the dynamic has been. But Britney herself has said that she does not feel that she was supported by her sister. So we do need to say, you know, it clearly, I don't know if I would have done an interview right now.
That's the part
because
that...
the interview feel, if I want to repair my relationship with my sister, is the best decision to go on national television to promote a book. Is a book a great idea right now? Is an interview a great idea right now if I'm really seeking to repair a relationship, or am I seeking attention?
I mean, you're talking about years and years and years of conditioning, right?
Yeah.
Of taking advantage of the opportunity and using it as a platform to springboard whatever it is you have going on. Her sister's, you know, free is in the news. There's so much going on right now. She's got a book.
Yeah.
What better time? I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but, you know, this is years of kind of conditioning.
Yeah, I just kind of feel like you got to pick.
Yeah, do you want a relationship with your sister, or do you want to flash pictures of yourself with a bunch of money on your social media, knowing that a lot of the money you have is... because of your sister.
And I'm not quite sure she's getting...
I don't like it.
The money that she'll get from this, because a lot of people have been anti... basically the Spears family aside from Britney, I'm not quite sure it's going to be as profitable as she wants it to be. And this interview, to me, she said a lot of nothing. Like, I didn't get much of any answers. Like, talk about how you feel your sister's emotional
state. Because it's all in the book.
Yeah.
You got to buy the book.
But she's vague in general about it.
I don't
subscribe to, like, people being vague in interviews. That does not make me want to buy your book.
Right.
Like, when Will Smith talked about his book, we got a lot of details.
But you also have to keep in mind, it is a hard topic to discuss when there is mental health issues involved. It's such a hard line to tote.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful with what you say, how you say it, the words you use, when that's always at stake.
They don't do an interview, in my opinion, unless you're really ready to bring the real information.
That's true.
The vagueness, it doesn't do anything.
What I heard was a lot of pain, and we spent so much time thinking about the damage that has been done to Britney, right? I cannot imagine that Jamie Lynn didn't have her own traumas, her own damages, her relationship with her sister. We don't know much about what's gone on in her life, and I have to imagine there's been a lot of hurt, pain, trauma, damage there as well.
And to your point,
a lot of people want us to be famous, and I just think people have no idea what comes with that.
There's
like a famous quote that's like, if you want to be rich and famous, just try being rich.
Right.
Because the fame is, you know, it's tricky. Look, we've reached out to Britney, but we have not heard back. Britney did post something on Instagram last night that could have been what people are thinking might be a little sub at her sister's interview. Mm. She shared a photo of a typewriter with the caption, "Shall I start from the beginning?" So we don't know. Is Britney going to write her own book at this point? You guys think that might be coming?
I think she's very clearly sending the message, like, you want to talk? I've got things to talk about as well, you know? So I don't know what that does to repairing their relationship, but you could tell she is not happy.
I don't think Britney at this point wants a relationship with her family. I think she said 13 years of this conservatorship, I'm going to do what I want to do. But do you think a book might be coming?
I think a book will probably be coming. And I think it's interesting exploring mental health from a sibling standpoint, because there's so many different aspects, being the person who has a mental health issue and also being the sibling to someone who has mental health issues.
Right.
So you're seeing two different sides of the coin, and it's both very emotional on both ends.
Yeah, it's very emotional. And just, listen, we would love for everybody to get along. It's not realistic always, but, obviously we're wishing everybody the best. And there is so much more to talk about with Jamie Lynn. We actually have our own interview with her, then we'll be sharing that with you guys next week. So please prepare for that. So listen, moving on, things are getting ugly behind the scenes of The Bachelor. As we told you yesterday, Clayton asked if he could take back the rose that he gave Cassidy after he found out about her friends with benefits back home. Well, it looks like he might have taken it back, and Cassidy is pretty pissed because she just dropped a major spoiler.
You were gonna give her a rose even though she was engaged last week. Meanwhile, I f***ed someone a few months ago and I got sent home. Okay, no, it's cool. No, I get it. I get it. I get what we're made of here. I get the stuff that's happening. And go f*** yourself, Clayton Eckert.
Mona, I know you are a reality show queen. This is a big spoiler.
That is such a problem. I mean, you go into this, you know, these shows knowing that there's going to be time before the show airs, and you are not supposed to divulge things, especially in a show like this, where it's all based on that moment, right? And, I mean, of course, everybody signs the non-disclosures, but it's also a matter of wanting to have the best show possible. Right. She was like, I'm out. I don't care. She's just telling it, you know?
She's clearly upset.
She was got caught up in her emotions. Yes. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yes. Not only did she tell him to go F himself, she told ABC to go F themselves.
Oh, she's done.
I mean, listen, she could have been a good bachelorette.
I don't know what ABC is going to have to say about this, but in my world, she would be done.
Yeah.
Done.
Right. I mean, listen, I kind of understand both sides because she's clearly not someone who's seasoned in TV. Right. And I think when you come into TV, especially like reality TV, it's a lot of things that are unexpected. So you think you're going in one way and then things happen on the back end. And she probably felt very alone, very, very screwed. And also like her reputation looks bad. So she probably feels like nobody's looking out for me. So I'm going to say what I want to say. But, you know, legal things are also in place. You can't play, you know, with these contracts.
That's what's hard about those non-disclosures, because what are you going to do? Sue, you know what I'm saying, somebody for? And you also have to understand, like, she was completely wrapped up in emotions.
Right.
You could tell. She's hurt. She's embarrassed. She's humiliated. Yeah. She's going to do whatever she has to do to save face.
And ultimately, I still feel like this is her fault, because she had no business telling a girl that she didn't know.
Yeah.
She had a best benefit.
That part.
Running your mouth.
That part.
Some people talk too much when it comes to their business.
But I advise them. That's so true. But I have to tell you, I like this girl because she gives zero Fs. She's just like, you know what? To hell with everybody. And I love the fact that this is called dating, okay? And I'm still mad. You're going to get mad that she's dating someone else, and you busy kissing about 20 other girls.
I don't know if I love her, but
she signed up for a dating show.
To TikTok, get true I guess. Love. You know, she's going to get her moment. We'll probably see her on Marriage Boot Camp or something later. Anyway, coming up, Lady Gaga drops a bizarre confession about her role in House of Gucci when she cursed by the family. Plus, it's Samantha Jones popping up on Emily in Paris. We are diving into the wild clues next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. So Lady Gaga just dropped a strange confession. So she thinks that Patricia Reggiani, who she played in the House of Gucci, may have put a curse on her. So Gaga tells W Magazine, on the last day of filming, I knew I had to say goodbye to her. Large swarms of flies kept following me around, and I truly began to believe that she had sent them. I was ready to let her go. Okay. Why would she send flies?
I have to think, is this like Beyonce deploying the Beyhive?
Right.
You know, or did she mean like a literal swarm of flies?
No, she meant flies.
Because that might have been her perfume.
She's like... Listen, what do flies, she was mad about the whole entire role, right?
She wasn't happy
so
about it.
So she's probably like, what do flies attract to? What she's thinking in her mind. And
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a big statement. And I'm also thinking, go ahead, Lady Gaga, get your Oscar nom, talking about how deep you went for the role.
I don't believe an Oscar nom is coming.
I don't think
it was going to be Oscar worthy. Mm. I think it was good, but I don't know about an Oscar. But I just don't. If you're going to send something, send somebody. I don't. This lady
flies are genius.
Flies are scarier. That means that she's able to, you know.
I'm like, that's why Raid exists.
Like, if I was being followed by a swarm of flies, like, listen, let's forget it.
I know where you're going. Mona, I know where you're going.
I was going with that.
I know where Mona,
because it's all insane.
I just feel like if I was mad at somebody, I'm not cursing you with flies. Like, that's just annoying. Like,
exactly the point.
Yeah.
Annoy the living daylights out of them.
Your performance was crap.
Exactly.
Right? That's a subtle, not so subtle message.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, either way, you know, it's time to go ahead and get some sage and do some things around you, child, if you felt that way. But she famously, I think, said she did not reach out to the woman when she knew she was going to play her. And I think she probably felt slighted by that. Yeah. If you're playing me, reach out to me.
Reach out to me. But I agree.
You know, maybe convicted of murder. She didn't want to deal with this, anything. So, you know, or allegedly. I don't know. So
I love when she said I had to let go of her, though. Like you said, she is she was deep into that character.
Yeah. Yes. And they have said that she didn't need to go that deep. Like, the director's like, we didn't want her to, like, she, you know, was in character for months.
Right.
So either way, you know, it looks like this might be something that everybody needs to move on from. By the way, the article is online right now and on stands February 8th. So you guys, listen, if you are a fan of The Flight Attendant, which I am, we have some big news. Sharon Stone has joined the cast for season 2. She is actually going to be playing Kaley Cuoco's mother. How are you guys feeling? Do you guys watch the show?
I started watching yesterday. We guys started talking about it. I am addicted to this show officially.
Welcome to 2021.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good. Okay. I am here. I've arrived.
You're late to the party, but welcome.
I am so late. But yeah. Sharon Stone, oh, that's going to be such a great addition.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Sharon Stone.
The show is really, really good. Rosie Perez is phenomenal in the show. Yeah. I think adding one more icon is not going to hurt. I was really surprised by how much I love the show and all the twists and turns in it, so I can't wait to see. Sharon Stone is still a phenomenal
actress.
She's brilliant.
So
she brings it. So yeah. She's definitely going to, I think, add a little darkness to this role. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see. All right, you guys, in other news, Emily in Paris was just renewed for 2 more seasons, and fans are dying for a Sex and the City crossover. I don't know if this is going to happen, but Kim Cattrall has been absent from the reboot, and her character Samantha did move to London. So people are saying, you know, there could be a possible Sex and the City and Emily in Paris reunion, because it was all created by Darren Star. So, and we also know that Patricia, who styled Sex and the City, mm-hmm. is now on Emily in Paris, and Emily's new love interest is from London. So fans want to see if we can make all of this mesh.
It would be brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I think, you know, the fans would want to see it. I think it would be such a smart way for Darren to kind of, you know, mix his shows. I think it would be a brilliant move. I say go for it.
I'm with you, because I feel, as a fan of the show, as a Sex and the City
aficionada. Are you an Emily in Paris fan? As well?
Absolutely. Okay. I feel like we miss the character of Samantha. And to mm-hmm. see Samantha in London, being Samantha, being fabulous, mm-hmm. mentoring Emily, I think it would be.
Yeah, I don't see how she would mentor Emily, though, because it would have been
more Carrie's character.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how that would roll. Mm. I would just be here for a Samantha spinoff.
Rather that.
I don't think Sarah Jessica Parker is going to let that happen, because she is an executive producer on Sex and the City, so I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but I would love to see Samantha. She's missing in the reboot, in my opinion.
Yep.
Her on Emily in Paris, I do kind of feel like there's kind of a big gap there.
I think there's a fun way to do it, though. I think that the writers could have a lot of fun with that. I think, again, it would be a way to extend the brand and stuff. I think it would be a great TV move. That's the producer in me talking.
Yeah, but let's just not also forget HBO and Netflix are competitors.
Well, listen, that's a whole nother story, right? But Darren might have the pull to make that connection happen.
Yeah, they're fierce competitors, so I don't know if this is going to happen.
We miss Kim. I'm watching it just like that, and it is definitely a missing piece, but I just miss Kim as an actress. Yeah,
well, she's working,
but I want to see her.
She wants to see that character.
You want your character back.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, well, I'm just watching reruns of Sex and the City, chat. I'm just getting where I can. After the break, housewife Larsa Pippen is here to talk about the drama in Miami and how she is making money with her feet. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So if my photo is super sexy, then it's like more.
Oh, so you make your own price?
Yeah.
Oh, my feet's gonna be $200.
I mean, if it were me, I would charge $5. Because I see your feet, and I know what I would pay for your feet.
You pay $5 only? Let's make this clear. I ain't no $5 a foot girl.
Adriana would be lucky to get $5 a picture for her feet. Like, seriously.
Not $5 a picture. Okay. If
you that is funny.
You're looking for a secret. Oh, my gosh. To bomb your selfie, she is your girl. Please welcome Real Housewives of Miami star Larsa Pippen. Hi, Larsa.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Larsa. Thank you for joining us today. All right. Look, we got to get into this, girl, because the fans are loving this season. What do you think makes the Miami franchise different from the others?
I feel like it's our city, you know? I feel like we're really diverse. Miami has literally grown so much. We have everything. We have art. We have fashion. And it's just super sexy. There's not a sexier place to live than Miami. Mm-hmm.
Miami is very sexy.
It is very, very sexy. Now, I'm always curious about this because you left Real Housewives of Miami after the first season. Why did you come back for the reboot? Because I always want to know, like, what prompted that?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like my kids were younger and I was in a marriage. I just didn't want to expose too much of my personal life. I felt like when I was on season one, you know, I was guarded. Mm-hmm. And I feel like where I am today is way more open. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my kids are older. I didn't want to like necessarily put them in a situation where they didn't have, you know, a choice but to film. And I asked them before I did this season, I was like, hey, do you guys want to be a part of the show? And they all were excited.
Oh,
and so it just made sense. Yeah, it made sense for us. And now they're older.
It makes a lot of sense. We got to get back to this clip, though, about the OnlyFans, because your feet
I'm dying.
I have cute feet, Larsa, so I need to know
what do we do here?
What is the secret to not only having, like, pretty feet, but actually really making a coin on OnlyFans?
So, you know, I didn't realize that there are plenty of people that have foot fetishes. And so you can totally capitalize on having pretty feet. So I feel like you should definitely look into doing OnlyFans for your feet. If you're comfortable doing it,
listen,
you can make a ton of money. You make a ton of people happy. I'm all about making people happy and everyone wins.
I'm always about the side hustle. How much are you making? Give it up. Because if there's money
per month on this OnlyFans.
I don't even know, because I feel like I started off making like $14,000-$15,000 a day, and I haven't been as consistent as I normally am. Yeah, it's a lot. I feel like I was at the top like
we are
years.
Like missing out on
I'll
the good
y'all later. I'll quit this show. I'm out here.
I can help
somebody
you guys.
Get a camera on these toes, baby.
Hello.
$15,000 a day.
A day. That is insane. And it's just showing your feet, girl. Nothing else.
Well, my subscription's free, so it's literally like I just do like, you know, bikini photos. Like when I'm feeling really good about myself, if I've been working out, it's like sexy lingerie, bikini photos.
Are they tuning in for the toes or the bikini photos? Let's be clear.
I will say I do respond to like a lot of messages on there. And I feel like a lot of people like want to communicate with you, want to know what you're doing. And I check in on people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I check in on them.
Okay.
And I care about them.
This is a whole new show, Larsa. I just want you to know you may have a spinoff.
You guys would kill it on OnlyFans.
Well, listen, I know we are laughing and we're joking, and I want to talk to you about some stuff that obviously everybody on social media has hit us up when we said we were going to interview you, and people obviously want to know how your relationship with Kim Kardashian is right now. Is it in a better place after all of the falling out? We just kind of want to check in and see where you guys stand today.
You know what? We're in a really good place. I feel like, you know, Kanye and I had like a little situation, and I feel like as soon as I moved back to LA, he reached out to me and he apologized, and I feel like we're just in a really good place right now.
Oh, he apologized to you.
Yeah.
Nice. So what do you think about this whole Pete Davidson, Kim K relationship thing? We're seeing a lot of that out there. What are your thoughts?
You know what? I just want everyone to be happy, you know? If you're happy, I'm happy.
Okay, look, if you're happy,
I'm
happy.
If you like it, I love it.
If you like it, I love it for you. Now, I know that you're officially a single woman, right? Your divorce has been finalized, because I feel like we've been hearing about your divorce for a while, but it's now just recently finalized, correct?
I feel like it was the longest divorce in history,
yes.
You guys. It was like 3 years. Like, I was like, is this ever going to end? We're best friends. We co-parent the same. We love each other. If Scotty needed the kidney, I would give it to him. Mm-hmm. I love him so much. We're just in a better place, you know? And, you know, we've accumulated a lot of things together. So I feel like it takes a long time to like start separating things.
Right.
So it definitely took a long time for us, but, you know, we're divorced and we're best friends. And it's funny because, you know, we were texting, he was sending me articles about us getting divorced. And I was like, oh, is it final? Like, he thought first.
Are you dating right now? Like, what is, I know that you kind of split your time between Miami and LA. So that can be tricky with the dating. Like, are you dating right now?
tell.
I don't even know how to date you guys. Like, I'm just like, I meet a guy and I basically tell him, like, I'm like, I need this, 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 this. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I need to take some lessons on dating.
You give them a to-do list?
Yeah, I'm just like, you have to do so much to get my time because my time is so valuable and I like love spending it with my kids and like other people that it's kind of like, I don't know. I need
You're
to like.
You're officially single now, girl. Like. Go for it. You are officially single.
I know.
Yeah. Yes. This is something else you
may
have to
start. I need to figure out what I like.
A new app for dating for men who want to give effort.
I'm like, I need to like hone in what I actually like and what I need, you know?
Yeah.
All right. And lastly, just let us know what we're going to expect to see for the rest of the season, because I know it's going to amp up with the drama. And I know some of the ladies might be a little judgy.
You know, I feel like this year's cast is very diverse, which I'm really excited about. But I mean, this year's kind of got a lot of drama toward the end. You know, we started off great. Everybody was, you know, in sync. And then toward the end of the season, it was a whole lot of drama. So I guess you guys will have to watch and tell me what you think.
Okay, well, that's what we are definitely going to do, Larsa. Thank you so much for joining and chatting with us. Next time, we'll have to have you in studio. We appreciate you for joining us. You guys, season 4 of The Real Housewives of Miami is streaming on Peacock. Now, if you don't already have Peacock, scan the QR code on your screen. We're going to hook you up, okay, guys? And coming up, Janet Jackson gets real about the struggles to accept her own body. Plus, you got to hear what she admits about that Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction. Please don't go anywhere. Janet Jackson is taking control of her own story. She's featured in Allure magazine, out January 18th. You guys, take a look at these photos. I saw these yesterday online. Unreal.
Gorge.
She looks, these are, first of all, the photography, the outfits, everything is just stellar. In this interview, you guys, Janet talks about keeping it real about her body image. She says after years of trying to cover up as a young girl, she finally learned to own her sexuality, saying, quote, it took a lot of work. A lot of work. It was something very tough, very difficult, but I'm glad I walked through it. I'm really glad I got in. It was a way of accepting and loving and accepting yourself and your body. So
love her. First of all, she's always gonna give you icon.
Yeah.
Right? You just everything look at her about and her. It's everything. Love, love, love her.
Yeah, I mean, those photos are so breathtaking, but mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, for years as growing up, I felt like Janet embraced her sexuality pretty early. Mm-hmm. You know, when that's kind of, to me, what control was about. Yeah,
exactly. That's why I'm so surprised to hear her say this, because I always felt like she had a clear sense of what she wanted to portray, what she wanted to give. Mm-hmm. And like you said, that's what Control was all about. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Control. I listen to that album every single time. I just need motivation. First of all, those pictures of her, she looks stunning. Yeah. And with Janet, I feel like every decade she comes back, she reinvents herself, and she's always, always, always such a magnet to just excellence.
She gets better with it.
Yeah. And, you know, listen, she's a mom recently, mm-hmm. you know, so there's just so many different avenues that Janet can just kind of create. We also know that Janet talked about her infamous Super Bowl performance. She said, while it's still tough to talk about, she believes it brought up an important conversation, especially mm-hmm. for women, and that things have since changed for the better. Brandon has actually been pretty quiet about this scandal, you guys. So do you think she will finally reveal the full story in that upcoming documentary? I've seen the trailer. It looks juicy, juicy.
It looks good. Yeah, uh-huh. Missy actually interviewed for it as well. And you know what? It's so funny. That Super Bowl performance was the only time I felt like she wasn't in control, right? Like that whole thing just kind of got away and it was crazy. And she kind of has been spiraling from it ever since. She hasn't talked about it openly. Yep. We really don't know what happened. Yep. We know she took the brunt of it.
Right. Which was so messed up.
Which
she took the fall for that. And I hope that she finally speaks her, has a voice with this.
Yeah, because she didn't have a voice. She does too. Yeah. We know that she did a little bit of an interview with Oprah where years ago, where she said basically she wasn't returning Justin Timberlake's calls. But we didn't get into a ton of it. So I hope that from the minor details to the fallout, you know, I don't agree that she's spiraling, because I feel like Janet is
now.
I just feel like her career took a hit, but to me, it didn't in a black household. Like, I never felt like black folks turned their back on Janet.
No.
I did feel like this mainstreamness, she was not getting booked. But for me, her career was always like, she was.
I feel like she retreated though.
Yeah.
After that, that was the first time I think she suffered so much public backlash and scrutiny. And I do feel like she kind of went away from us, mm-hmm. and we didn't have her front and center the way we loved having her. But maybe since he apologized, because Justin has been talking very openly about that whole scandal.
But to me,
and he's apologized. No, I'm just saying,
right.
maybe now, because she's also notoriously private. Probably
yeah, right.
why she didn't say much back then.
Yeah.
Now that he's apologized openly, I'm hoping she tells it all in that documentary.
Yeah, because it's too little, too late for me. I think the apology happened way too late.
It happened
and she
very
had
late.
To just mm-hmm. take the fall. I just, and she
and
handled
kind
it
of
so gracefully.
What the motivation for an apology is when it's so late. Is it because of the scrutiny? Because we know Justin was also scrutinized with the Britney documentary mm-hmm. that came out.
I think it was tied to
damage control.
Absolutely. I think it was totally tied to that, totally tied to where we were as a country.
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of like, you know, rooting for women and taking a look at men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was all part of damage control. And
a lot
you know.
Of things are being revisited these days.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know, that cancel
listen.
Culture is real. It's got people like
you better get in front of it,
going back
honey.
And apologizing for stuff.
You got somebody you think you need to apologize? Call them to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you guys.
Before Twitter get a hold.
Are still going strong. And it seems like so are Kanye and Julia Fox, apparently. So we found out that she's been keeping up with the Kardashians for a while.
Ooh.
That's why you're in line.
Kanye's new muse, Julia Fox, made a splash in 2019 with her movie debut in Adam Sandler's Uncut Gems. But even though this New York City model and actress was raised across the country from Kim K, they have a lot more in common than just Kanye. For starters, Julia is a big Skims fan. The brand even reposted her posing in them.
It's just a vibe.
And they share more than the same fashion sense. Notice anything familiar? Julia even played the Barbie to Pete Davidson's Ken in Paper Magazine.
It's a small town.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
But the biggest similarity between Kim and Julia is they both love the Kardashian family.
I've been watching Keeping Up since it first came out in like 2007 when like watching it was embarrassing.
Yeah,
I like wanted them to be my family.
Oh, God.
Now, until the interview, I was like, okay, these are coincidences. The interview that she's been watching, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and she wants to be a part of the Kardashian family, creeps me out a little bit.
I want to go back to that side-by-side of them in that same outfit.
Please go back to
this
that.
This feels...
not that big of a deal.
Well, well, well.
Uh-oh.
When it's coupled with, I've been following the family. I love Skin. I watched the show since day one.
Mona, you're scared?
It's feeling very stalker.
It is, definitely.
And now I'm dating your ex-man. Okay, I'm done.
It's not a coincidence. It's really
the
not.
To me, I feel like this is LA. The stylist pull things. That doesn't bother me as much as the.
Wasn't
like,
it the same pose? Wasn't she standing exactly like him?
This,
I don't know.
I'm a little nervous with the interview. I feel like that's a little strange to say how much you love someone and then you're dating their ex.
Right. Mm. But here, I'm gonna be nice today. At least it's not like her and Kim were good friends.
Right.
This town is so small, the likelihood of you dating someone is high. But in terms of just this whole entire, the suite with the clothes
right.
and how it's all just everywhere, it just feels a little
Listen,
interesting.
Like I always say, I love a good strategy. Okay? You know,
well,
and this all
something.
Feels very strategized.
I love Lori Harvey, but if Michael B. Jordan walks by, I'm shooting my shot. So, you know. Take it how you want it, girl. The break, are you ready to shave your head, ladies? Okay, the new trend that's taking over Hollywood, we'll discuss next.
Shave it off, shave it off.
I know you're
shave it off.
Apparently, less is more in 2022. Shaved heads are supposed to be the new look of the year. Celebs like Will Smith, Sweetie, and Jada Pinkett Smith are taking it all off. Are you guys? I mean, Monique, you close, girl.
I am about a haircut away. Okay.
But you have a good shaped head.
Yeah.
You need to have a right shaped head.
You do have a good
shape.
Yes,
when you've got a little basketball like I do.
Girl, you would be bald.
You do not want to go bald.
Me and
you would be double dribbling up in here. Okay? Because my head is too big for this.
There's something so liberating about cutting
imagine.
Your hair short. Now, for the record, it's not easier to maintain a short haircut. Now, this would be very easy, but it was something about looking different and standing out, having short hair, especially in Hollywood. And Amber Rose, as we know,
she was the one that
started this.
Yep.
But
there's
something
about started
but
it.
But she made it early
on social media.
Yes,
okay,
she
of the new generation.
And she looked good with it. And it's just something liberating about just cutting it off and just saying, this is me. I'm not hiding behind hair.
Yeah,
that's what I did.
Yeah, and listen, not everybody can pull it off.
Hello.
But, you know, the people that do it, I feel like if you want to do it, do it. And
they're
that's
all doing
why
it
they
well.
Make wigs.
Look how good it looks.
I just feel like I don't always want to have the same hairstyle all the time. If you do a buzz, that's how you look every single day.
And then you get creative with the jewelry, the makeup, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot you don't have to worry about anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you shave your head and find out your
hair. And you get out of the house so much more quickly.
All right, you guys, let's talk about Selena Gomez and Cara Delevingne. They took their friendship to the next level by getting matching tattoos. Now, these are not small tattoos. This is pretty serious. Selena explained why they did this on Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Me and Cara, one of my best friends I've known for, I mean, I was maybe 16 when I met her, and she calls me Rosebud. So it's a nickname, and I've always wanted a rose, and now I got one, and I love it.
This is really beautiful. I really think, like, it's a really pretty tattoo. I don't know about getting it for somebody. I don't believe in tattoos for relationships or friendships.
Period.
Because things are too fickle, but which
Well, at least there are no names, right? It's just a symbol. It's just a rose. But a rosebud to me is like a tiny thing. That's a massive tattoo.
That's a big tattoo.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. And I do like, you know, people who get tattoos, there's always certain meanings behind it. So I love the meaning of the friendship behind it. And I actually love the tattoo.
Yeah.
But it's
friends
big.
Fall out.
That's you know, there's no name. So you find another friend and you have them tattoo.
And that's a nice piece of artwork, you know. Too.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful. A beautiful tattoo. I'm not getting it for anybody, Chad. I am so sorry.
Do you have tattoos?
I have one, and it was an awful decision.
Was it?
Yeah, I got it when
I was
20. Is
somebody's name?
No.
See, I'm 20 years old. I don't have one. I have no tattoos.
I got tattoos.
Really?
Yes. There's my name. There's a lot.
I saw one on your toe the other day.
Yeah, I saw one on your toe.
I have one, and then there's one under my...
Well, I have a lot of secret tattoos. Any secret piercings we need to know about?
Not a secret piercing, but there is a tattoo. Bam.
Oh, you got the stamp.
Oh,
you got
Mona's hot girl days. All right, you guys. Still ahead, why Jen Aniston, Jennifer Hudson, and Nicole Kidman are celebrating this morning. Plus, what could possibly go wrong when you take celebrity kids out of Hollywood and into the wild? That is next.
What in the hell do we sign up for?
Welcome to Saddleback Ranch. When COVID hit us, our tourism business shut down. We need you guys to help us reopen. You guys got to move those pigs.
Oh, God.
Do they bite?
They do. Ow.
There's other ways to help, huh?
Yeah. Financially.
Right. Stop. Dude, my whole boob is out. Yeah.
All right, so they are children of some of the world's biggest stars, and they are trading in their glamorous lives to work on a ranch. Two of them are joining us right now. So we have Pat Benatar's daughter, Hannah Giraldo, and daughter of the late rapper Eazy-E, EB. Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. You guys do not look like you're on a ranch right now, I have to say.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not on a ranch.
You guys look fabulous.
Sure.
Thank you so much for joining us. All right, so let me ask you, we've got to start right in here. When you signed up for the show, did you have any idea that some of your tasks would be picking up poop out of a sheep's wool, chasing after pigs? Hannah, I got to let you go first. What do you think?
You know what? I originally thought I was going to be on the show to help with, like, the Instagram or maybe to, you know, help traffic people, you know, do what I do, you know, not like picking up caca and, like, shoot, sticking my hand up a cow's you know who. This show really taught us a lot. It was a lot. It was a lot of work.
It seemed like a lot of work. I was really exhausted watching you guys. EB, I saw you just sit up against the door when the sheep thing was happening. You said, I will just supervise.
Absolutely.
I'm big on supervision.
I think that was like the best job for me. That was the best thing I could have done on that ranch.
At least you guys can both say that you were there. Now, you guys have famous parents. But, Hannah, who has the most lavish life?
Out of all of us, you know what? I'm going to be 100% honest. I think it's Miles.
Okay.
I think Miles O'Neal, Shaq's son, I think he might have us a little trumped right now. Right now.
Living a very fabulous life.
Yeah, probably Miles, definitely, because of his dad being Shaq, probably has the most lavish life. But I think we all have something in common, is that we all live this lavish life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or whatever you call it. Which is obviously, since we're like, we look like this, you know? And you know what I mean? Like, we're all pretty lavish. So, you know, Miles definitely probably has the worst problem with, like, paparazzi and things like that.
Right.
But when it comes to collective, we're the most lavish they get.
Well, we're talking about lavish. I'm seeing the earrings. I'm seeing the gloves, Hannah. Things look like.
Oh, I know. Wish I could stand up. You should see how long this train goes. It's insane.
This is pretty fabulous.
It like, goes a mile.
You guys have to tell me, though, on the show, are there any hookups? Y'all on a ranch, you know, there's a little closeness. Do we see any relationships start to bud?
You do see some stuff going on, definitely, for sure. I don't think it's possible to spend that amount of time with, like, girls and guys living together 24-7, yeah, working together, everything, and there not being some sort of thing kind of manifesting.
Anything that manifested out of the ranch?
Maybe.
Ooh, I know that's right.
See, you can't give away too much yet. You know, you gotta tune in, you gotta watch the show, and then start tweeting us and hitting us up on Instagram.
Okay, I'll definitely exactly be one of the ones tweeting you guys. I did see some fists flying in this trailer, though. I know working on a ranch can be stressful. Was there a lot of drama? Did we see a lot of fisticuffs happen this season?
Yes.
Drama happened.
There was a lot of drama. I mean, if you could imagine having a bunch of people of our lifestyles together working, from like 6 a.m. to
really?
Like
yeah, so
5
early.
A.m. Oof, it was bad. We definitely got into it a little bit. I definitely am not one of the people to get into it. No, I definitely threw some hands.
It was honestly, they've shown only so little in the trailers. There's
right.
so much more that happens. There's so much, like, honestly, it was a roller coaster. There was fistfights, love, tears,
really?
Friendships, family bonds created. I mean, so much happened, honestly. And obviously, we went out there with intention. We had a goal to get this ranch back up and running. And I think people will be pleasantly surprised what we've accomplished.
I'm really excited to see this. It sounds like it has a little bit of everything. You guys are helping and giving back, but also a little, you know, little drinky poos sound like happen, a little fisticuffs. This is my type of show.
Oh, yeah. It is full of laughter for sure. You're going to be laughing your hiney off for sure. Like, I swear, I tell all my friends, I'm like,
yeah,
trust me, there's never a moment you will be dying laughing because, like I said, there's no smoke and mirrors at all. Okay. We'd be like, so, like, could we, like, we're like done, right? Like, you guys are going to finish the rest. And they'd be like,
thank you guys so much for joining us. We're unfortunately out of time, but we do appreciate you popping in, letting us know how it's being run. We can't wait to tune in to Relatively Famous Ranch Rules. It premieres tonight on E! With two back-to-back episodes, guys. So please make sure you tune in. Thank you, ladies. And coming up, nominations for the SAG Awards are out. Who should win? What are the big surprises? We are going to discuss when we come back. Hollywood is celebrating this morning. The SAG Award nominations were just moments ago, and they were led by Rosario Dawson and Vanessa Hudgens. Let's take a look at the movie stars for female actor in a leading role. So here are the nominations. We have Jessica Chastain, Olivia Colman, Lady Gaga, Jennifer Hudson, and Nicole Kidman. They were all nominated. Mm. This is a hefty list, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we rooting for on this list? It's tough.
Yeah. I mean, Lady Gaga had flies following her around.
She's still in character.
Yeah.
No, I actually think she did a good job for the record. Yeah, I believe.
Yes.
Jennifer, too, was good.
Yes.
Right?
She was so good.
She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I feel like people aren't talking about it enough.
Enough. I agree. And then Nicole Kidman is always brilliant.
A lot of people have been loving being in the Ricardos. That just recently came out. And that's
Yes.
So, it's hard with the buzz. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I never feel like it's who I think it's gonna be.
Never.
So, you know, who knows? We're gonna go and tweet along and judge just like everybody else. You guys, thank you so much. This is fun.
Thank you.
We're not here tomorrow, so this was a good few days.
Yes, I had
We're all
fun.
Right
thank you.
In here today. Especially Mona, girl.
Yes,
shine
Mona.
On. All right, you guys, set your DVR for tomorrow. We're talking to Sex and the City stars from Just Like That, and we're catching up with the Jersey Shore crew. Make sure you also tune in to Nightly Pop tonight, and we're going to tell you the hottest movies for 2022. We'll see you guys later. Have a good one.